paper sack, paper bag.
Have you ever heard that called a poke?
Oh yeah.
You've heard that?
Oh yeah.
In your, yeah.
I call it a poke a lot of times.
Yeah. As a matter of fact.
I usually do that in a joking manner, you know, somebody yeah. carrying it, and I say, what you got in the poke?
In the poke, mm-hmm.
But when I'm talking about it or say it myself, I always say paper bag or paper sack or brown bag.
Have you heard older people say poke? Though?
Yeah, like, I've heard.
In serious.
Yeah,
being
sure.
Serious, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think. How about, one of those rough, a sack made out of that rough cloth like
burlap.
That potatoes come in.
Right.
Have you ever heard it called toast?
Gunny sack.
Oh, gunny sack. Oh, have you ever heard it called toast sack?
Yeah, toast sack.
Mm-hmm. Would you usually call it gunny sack? If you were...
I call it gunny sack, right.
That's interesting. First person I've talked to that calls it a gunny sack. Oh, that's very common, actually. This... The thing inside a lamp that lights up is called a...
Light bulb?
Yeah.
The light bulb?
Yeah. And if you were to carry, if somebody were carrying washing out to hang it out in the line, they might carry it in a closed
hamper or closed basket?
Yeah, exactly. And do you know what nails used to come in? Like a barrel, but smaller. A
keg. Nail keg, right.
And... do you know what would run around a barrel to hold the staves in place? Metal,
they were bands, but as far as what they were called, I don't know.
You ever heard of hoops?
Yeah.
Would that,
barrel hoops, I guess that's what that is.
And what would you put in the top of a bottle?
Cork?
And what is one of those little musical instruments that...
A harmonica, or French harp, or mouth harp. I'm getting the two confused. That's juice harp, the one
that used to have
the spring on it.
Yeah. And you'd pound nails with a...
Hammer.
Now, do you happen to know, on the wagon, the part that goes up between two horses is called a...
The tongue?
That's one of the ones I wouldn't know who one of the people. How about on a buggy? Do you know what they hitch? What hitch horses up to on a buggy?
What they hitch the horses up with?
Up to on a buggy, yeah. I mean, before they hitch them up, they have to back them in between the.
I know what you're talking about,
yeah.
But I don't know what you call them. It's those two bars that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now.
It's not called a yoke, is it? That's not a yoke, no.
It's called a shave.
Shave.
Or something, yeah, that's what it is, shave. That's one of the things. Do you know on a wagon what the traces come back and that in order to hook them on, the traces come back to the, you heard of single tree? Well, if a person had if they went to a woodlot and filled up a wagon and take it someplace and unload it and come back, you'd say that they were, what they were doing to the wood, you'd say they were...
Cutting, stacking wood.
And the act of carrying it from one place to another, you'd say that they were...
I'd say they were carrying wood.
Okay, okay. And, if there was like a log in the middle of a road someplace, and you might have to put chains on that log, and then you'd say that, if you're talking about you did that yesterday, you'd say, if you were talking about dragging it, you'd say, well, yesterday we...
Drug a log?
Yeah, exactly, that's right.